This is KRCC NCPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. U.S. senators are expected today to consider President Trump's nominee to lead the Bureau of Land Management. The nominee, Steve Pierce, is a former New Mexico congressman and Air Force pilot. Some veterans worry he would try to sell off public land. Janessa Goldbeck, who leads the Vet Voice Foundation, urges senators to not confirm him.
They need to stay true to their word and vote no on a nominee who has spent his entire career pushing to privatize public lands.
In 2012, Pierce told the Speaker of the House most of the public land in the West is not needed. He also has ties to the oil industry. Energy and beef rancher groups have urged senators to confirm him quickly. Back in August, five men and a teenage boy died while working at a dairy farm in Kenansburg. OSHA recently cited three companies involved in the accident. CPR's Elaine Tassi has more.
OSHA found that a pipe in the manure management system at Prospect Dairy Farm in Well County disconnected on August 20th. That released manure water and hydrogen sulfide gas, leading to the death of six workers, the agency stated. OSHA cited Prospect Ranch and two agencies it contracts with for serious violations and proposed fining the three organizations a total of just under $250,000. The accident was 6 months ago, and until now, no one knew exactly what happened. The dairy farm and the two other agencies have 3 weeks to respond to OSHA. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
State regulators recently proposed a $1.5 million penalty for Chevron for its role in a massive oil spill in Weld County last year. A well owned by the company blew out last April and spewed a toxic chemical for nearly 4 days. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.